Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 13th of January. A Type of Him. In his explanation of how sin and death entered the world and spread to all men, Paul described Adam as a type of him, that is Christ, who was to come. By this he meant that all men died in Adam under the curse of the law. Likewise, we now all die in Christ because he gathered our sin and our death under the curse of the law into his one offering for sin. Christ, the Lamb who was slain from the foundation of the world, came alongside Adam and Eve, even before they were driven from the Garden of Eden. His offering on the cross, where he was lifted up and revealed as I am, was efficacious for them. From the fellowship of this offering, the Lord God provided Adam and Eve with tunics of skin through the death of animals. These garments replaced the fig leaves that Adam and Eve had tailored for themselves to conceal their nakedness and the shame of their fear. The skins were the garments of their salvation. Moreover, they were redeemed to God by the shedding of the animal's blood, through which they obtained the forgiveness of sins. Significantly, the Lord cursed the ground for Adam's sake, saying, "Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you." The ground was cursed for Adam's sake because Christ came alongside him and became this curse. Through his obedience to the point of death, Christ brought life and immortality to light, not only for Adam, but also for those who died after Adam, even though they had not sinned in the manner of his transgression. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 5 verse 14, Revelation chapter 13 verse 8, 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 18 and 19, John chapter 8 verse 28, Genesis chapter 3 verse 21, Genesis chapter 3 verses 7 to 10, Isaiah chapter 61 verses 10 and 11, Leviticus chapter 17 verse 11, Romans chapter 4 verses 5 to 8, and Genesis chapter 3 verses 17 and 18. For further study, Romans chapter 5.